glorify your heavenly Father. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care then how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given. And from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. Temples are built for sacrifice. Not only are they built for sacrifice to God, where man can offer worship and praise that is fitting to his Creator, but they are also built by sacrifice, the sacrifices of the people, sometimes at the cost of their own life. Today, I want to recount the story of two temples. One in the faraway land of Jerusalem, which only has one wall standing, the Western Wall, or the Wailing Wall. And the second in the very near land of Fort Smith, the temple you're sitting in right now. Their stories are strikingly similar. The temple in Jerusalem went through three iterations or versions. First, it was a humble tent carried through the desert by Moses. Second, it was given a permanent home in Jerusalem by King Solomon. And third, it was destroyed by the Babylonians and rebuilt by King Cyrus in 538 BC. Immaculate Conception Church also went through three iterations or versions. First, a modest log cabin served for the sacred sacrifice of the Mass. Second, Father Lawrence Smith built the white-framed church at the head of the avenue, right here. That temple was destroyed, not by the Babylonians, but by a tornado of January 11th, 1898. And the third temple was built and dedicated on June 1st, 1899. These two temples were built not only for sacred sacrifice, the Mass, but they were built by the sacrifices of the people. In the first reading from Ezra today, we read, "Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem. Let everyone who has survived the Babylonian captivity, in whatever place he may have dwelt, be assisted by the people of that place with silver, gold, goods, cattle, together with freewill offerings for the house of God in Jerusalem." In other words, make sacrifices to build this temple. Back home in Fort Smith after the tornado, Father Smith called a meeting of his parishioners a month after the tornado to build a new church on the site of the white-framed church. At the meeting, a unanimous decision was reached to raise $25,000, which would be matched by Bishop Fitzgerald. The congregation raised over $30,000. Generous then as now. Temples are built not only for sacrifice, but they are built by sacrifice. Why do we build temples in the first place? Well, to put the matter simply, temples consecrate creation, both in time and in space. Scott Hahn insightfully remarked, "The temple is in space what the Sabbath is in time." In other words, just like we carve out one day dedicated to God out of the 7 days of the week, so we carve out a portion of our city as a sacred space dedicated to God. Try to think of how special Sunday is to every week, not just to watch football, but to go to Mass. And you'll sense how special a temple is to space, because it serves the same purpose, to separate and to sanctify for the sake of sacrifice. We create a special time of the week and a sacred space with the temple to turn to God, so that in that same sacred time and space, God will turn to us and recreate us. Let me leave you with the lines of Monsignor John O'Donnell, who had the pleasure to commemorate the 150-year anniversary of our parish. That son of St. Patrick wrote these lines. "These gallant and intrepid clergy, religious and laity, who cut a wide path through this region and tamed the manners and morals of a people newly arrived on the frontier. With awesome courage, perseverance, and sacrifice, they built a veritable fortress of faith and Catholicity in a time when the faithful were less than welcome and looked upon with disdain." He went on, "All the foregoing simply means that we shall emulate the example of our forebearers and broaden our shoulders with continuing the works of grace, peace, and service, to the end that our children's children will look back and bless our memory and works." Man, that guy was eloquent. Why are temples built for sacrifice and by sacrifice? Simple. So that we can imitate what we celebrate in the temple. Praised be Jesus Christ.